This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we are undertaking a mission that's really critical for anyone managing a substantial paid search budget.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you are operating with Google Ads spend, let's say, north of $15,000 a month, and your main job is predictable, quality lead generation, well then, this deep dive is definitely for you.
Absolutely. Our focus today is all about precision. We're talking about the geographic targeting strategy. Honestly, it's probably the single fastest way to stop, you know, casting that wide, expensive net.
If throwing money everywhere.
And start strategically fishing where the fish are actually biting. We're fundamentally tackling that hidden inefficiency you see in so many campaigns. This assumption that, you know, more reach always equals more opportunity.
And that assumption,
yeah,
it's just a silent budget killer, isn't it?
Totally.
Especially when you're spending heavily. You realize pretty quickly that geographic broadness just catches a ton of noise. You get markets that are maybe too saturated or completely outside your service area, or maybe just not ready for your specific offer. We really need to zero in on the exact locations that drive real measurable business value.
And crucially, we have to acknowledge that not every, you know, square mile on the map holds the same potential for your business.
Definitely not.
Our goal here is to leverage data to find those golden zones, basically maximizing your ROI without having to spend a single extra dollar.
Okay, let's unpack this then.
Yeah.
If someone listening decides right now, okay, I'm going to implement a tighter geographic focus, what are the, say, four measurable outcomes they should expect, like almost immediately? What really changes on the balance sheet?
Okay, good question. The outcomes are pretty tightly linked. First, and this is the most obvious one, you prioritize locations that you know are high converting.
Right.
You're consciously directing your spend towards regions where your service or product already has some validation. It's proven ground.
That seems logical, yeah. But let me just maybe introduce a bit of friction here that I know marketers grapple with. If you focus only on those high converting areas, aren't you potentially walking into a much more competitive bidding war? Shouldn't that, you know, theoretically drive the cost per click up? And therefore the CPA.
Ah, that's a great point. And it highlights something really critical here. The effective cost per acquisition, it doesn't just hinge on the bid amount.
Yeah.
It really depends heavily on the conversion rate and, importantly, Google's quality score.
Okay.
Which brings us neatly to the second outcome, which can seem a bit counterintuitive at first. A tighter geographic focus often actually lowers your CPA.
Right. Explain that. Why does that correlation exist?
It's because precision dramatically improves relevance. Think about it. When you target a specific location that you know converts well, your ad copy, your landing page experience, your whole local alignment, it's usually much stronger, much more targeted.
Right. It speaks directly to them.
Exactly. And this boosts your quality score. Now, a higher quality score means Google effectively rewards you. They give you a lower actual cost per click. So you can end up paying less than your competitors for the exact same ad position simply because your clicks are seen as more likely to convert.
Ah, so that's the real leverage point then. You win the efficiency game because you're more relevant, not just because you bid higher.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the third outcome is maybe the most strategic one.
Yeah.
It's about aligning your ad spend with true revenue potential.
Okay.
See, most marketers, they tend to optimize just for the lowest CPA. But imagine market A has a slightly higher CPA than market B.
Right.
But the customers you get from market A end up having twice the customer lifetime value, the CLV. If you're only looking at CPA, you're probably radically underspending in market A.
Okay, yeah.
We need to shift the thinking away from just optimizing for cheap clicks and move towards optimizing for profitable customers.
So you're saying that industry hyper-focus on just minimizing CPA, it can actually blind managers to the regions that deliver the really high value long-term revenue.
That's exactly it. We should be aiming for maximum CLV, not necessarily minimum CPA. And then finally, the fourth benefit is pretty straightforward, eliminating budget waste.
Mm.
By tightening that geographic perimeter, you simply stop paying for those low intent clicks from regions that were, let's be honest, probably never going to convert anyway. And that frees up capital to really dominate in the profitable zones.
So the bottom line is more qualified, higher value leads, often for the same total spend, maybe even less.
Exactly. Now, to actually execute this strategy effectively, you first have to build a really rigorous data foundation. And you can't just rely on what Google tells you. You have to start internally.
Right. So this means going beyond just the simple geography reports in ads or analytics, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
We need to look at the quality of customers, not just the quantity.
Absolutely. We need to analyze three key things about your existing customer base. One, where do your absolute best leads come from? And I mean leads that actually turn into real sales opportunities.
Okay.
Two, which regions show the highest close rates once the sales team gets involved? You know, a $5 click that closes 50% of the time is infinitely more valuable than a $1 click that only closes 5% of the time.
Big difference. Yeah.
Huge. And three, as we just talked about, which areas actually contribute the highest average customer lifetime value? These three points together really define your ideal target geography profile.
Got it.
But, and here's where it gets a bit more complex. You then have to cross-reference this internal sales data with your digital metrics, you know, from Google Ads, Google Analytics. This is often the biggest sort of logistical hurdle for marketing teams.
Okay, so how do you practically reconcile that data, especially when the signals seem to conflict? Like, what if your CRM data says, I don't know, customers from San Jose have amazing CLV, but your Google Analytics report shows traffic from San Jose has like a 90% bounce rate and really low conversion rates? That seems contradictory.
Yeah, and that kind of conflict is incredibly common. It really forces you to dig deeper into the why. You can't just blindly trust the digital metrics alone, or the sales data alone for that matter.
Okay.
That conflict usually tells you one of two things. Either your targeting is still too broad within San Jose, maybe you're hitting the wrong zip codes or neighborhoods, or perhaps your messaging, your ads, your landing page just isn't resonating properly with that specific local market. It demands a really granular investigation. So the key digital metrics to track by geography then become conversion rates, the true cost per lead, making sure it aligns with sales data and engagement metrics like bounce rate. You're essentially using the digital data to either validate or maybe strategically question your internal sales data.
Okay. That sounds like, well, it sounds like some heavy lifting, honestly.
Yeah.
Merging CRM, sales reports, ad platform data. What's the real reward for taking on that kind of friction?
The payoff is substantial. It really is. Because the amount of waste you can potentially eliminate is often so high.
Right.
By segmenting your campaigns really tightly around these reconciled top performing locations and then systematically shifting spend away from those underperforming zones. Marketers consistently report seeing something like a 20 to 30% improvement in their overall campaign ROI.
Wow, 20 to 30%.
Yeah. And that difference alone can be transformative, especially if you're working with a five-figure monthly budget or more.
A 20 to 30% lift without actually increasing your total spend. I mean, that's effectively like getting 2 months of free advertising every year just through being more precise.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, let's shift gears then to tactical execution. We've identified the high-value areas through data. Now we need the precision tools to actually execute this. What are, say, the five key best practices for making this geographic strategy really work?
Okay, practice number one is about granular targeting. Use radius targeting and zip codes wisely. Most businesses, especially when they start out, they're tempted to target the entire major metro area, you know? Let's target all of Miami-Dade County.
Got cast the wide net again.
Exactly. But let's say you're a high-end luxury garage door installer. You probably know your ideal clientele is concentrated in very specific neighborhoods, often defined by certain zip codes, or maybe even just a tight radius around your physical location.
So targeting the whole county means you're paying to advertise to areas where your average customer just doesn't live, or maybe neighborhoods that are just too far away for your service team to reasonably cover.
Precisely. You just eliminate that geographic waste right off the bat. And this leads directly into practice number two, layer in income and demographic data.
Ah, okay.
Google gives you some pretty advanced targeting capabilities based on things like user behaviors, inferred demographics, even estimated household income tiers. So by combining those high-value zip codes with, say, a demographic filter for the top 10% household income, you're really zeroing in on the ideal buyer profile in the ideal location. That pairing dramatically refines the quality of the traffic you're paying for.
And thinking about campaigns that span multiple time zones, maybe national or large regional ones,
yeah,
time itself becomes a geographic factor, right?
Absolutely. That's practice number three. Schedule by time zone and region. This is crucial. Let's say you're running a B2B service and you're targeting businesses across the entire U.S. East Coast and Pacific.
Okay.
If your ad schedule is just set, say 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern time, well, your West Coast audience is seeing your ads before they've even had their first coffee, right?
It's 6 a.m. for them. Not ideal.
Not ideal at all. You must break your campaigns out by time zone, or at least logical regional groupings, and adjust the ad scheduling so the ads show during peak buyer hours in each respective market. Running ads in California at 6 a.m. Pacific time because it's 9 a.m. Eastern, that's essentially just burning money.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. The buyer's intent is temporal as well as geographical. Okay, what about the actual words, the messaging that appears in the ads themselves?
Right, that brings us to practice number 4, test regional messaging. This one is often overlooked, but it can be a really profound psychological lever.
How so?
Well, generic ad copy just feels distant, impersonal. If you are targeting a specific city or even a state, try incorporating local terminology or just the location name itself.
Can you give us a quick example? Like, where did localized messaging make a tangible difference?
Certainly. We worked with a large regional family law firm. They were running pretty generic ads across a whole Midwestern state.
Right.
Their ad copy was something like, you know, expert legal help for families, standard stuff.
Okay.
We tested a parallel campaign where the ad copy dynamically inserted the city name based on the searcher's location. So it became expert legal help in Chicago, or maybe top-rated divorce attorney serving Cook County.
Much more specific.
Much more specific. And that version, the one that anchored the service locally, saw click-through rates jump by nearly 25% because the perceived relevance just shot up. People inherently trust services that feel local, specific, and, you know, immediately accessible to their area.
That level of personalization, tying it right to the searcher's location.
Yeah.
Yeah, that pays huge dividends. Okay, and for the final practice.
Mm-hmm.
This one sounds like it requires a bit of courage.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing when to just cut areas loose permanently.
It does. Practice number 5 is often the hardest, but it's absolutely mandatory. Don't be afraid to exclude low-performing areas.
Yeah.
If entire regions, or even down to specific zip codes, consistently act as a budget sink, meaning they just eat up budget but generate leads with low CLV, or maybe just high bounce rates and no conversions,
yeah,
you have to exclude them. We're talking about going into your campaign settings and adding explicit location exclusions. The source material we looked at couldn't be clearer on this. Focus fuels ROI. If you're struggling to hit your targets on that $15,000 budget, it's highly likely that maybe 15, even 20% of your current geographic footprint is actively sabotaging your campaign's performance.
You really gain that clarity and control over your budget when you make those tough but necessary exclusions. You're essentially trading nominal reach for like exponential precision.
Exactly. So to kind of summarize the main takeaway here, implementing a really solid geographic targeting strategy isn't just some minor tweak. It's actually a fundamental shift in how you allocate your capital.
Mm-hmm.
It lets you move your business operation from, you know, basically just guessing where the good leads might be to actually scaling your profitability with absolute data-driven clarity and control. You're actively deciding which marketing money is smart money and which money is just, well, wasteful.
So what does this all really mean for the high volume marketer listening? It sounds like real ROI truly starts with precision. It's about making every single dollar count by understanding exactly where your most valuable customers live or work, and then crucially, having the discipline to ignore everywhere else.
Precisely. And here's the final provocative thought we wanted to leave you with. This is especially relevant if you operate in those high-value, highly localized service industries. Think specialty roofing, maybe complex HVAC installations, or specialized regional legal services, things like that.
Okay.
Given that your profit margin is so directly tied to the efficiency of your service delivery and the cost of acquiring that lead, how does the ability to confidently exclude even a single known underperforming zip code, maybe a zip code that's just 10 miles outside your optimal service radius, how does that fundamentally change the entire profit margin equation for your business?
Hmm.
It really challenges that deeply ingrained traditional marketing idea that more reach always equals more opportunity. For the smart advertiser today, sometimes less reach, if it's hyper-targeted, actually means exponentially more profit and, frankly, fewer logistical headaches down the line. That is the real power, the real leverage that geographic focus gives you.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
With 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.